If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
Let's find out how things are going in Ukraine. And Joseph Lindsley is in Lviv. Joseph, was your morning quiet today, I hope?
It's been very quiet today. It's a nice sunny day, probably the warmest it's been since last September, similar to Chicago weather here sometimes. And I just went for a run in the park. And it's, you know, a strange, you know, we have these moments of strange calm and at least here in Lviv. But I will say on the vegan, you just mentioned the vegan cake. This is not a vegan country, by the way. Vegetarian here would include cheese or pork of some sort. But while it is calm here in the West at the moment, in Mariupol overnight, the Russians launched 50 airstrikes on that city. I mean, there are Ukrainians holding on there. Really an astounding courage they've had to stay in that city. And we're also seeing in Zaporizhia, which is a little bit north of Mariupol, Zaporizhia is still controlled by Ukraine, but it's the next city next to the occupied territory. And the Russians seem to be increasing their strikes on Zaporizhia. It seems like an effort to expand the territory that they currently occupy.
You know, it's amazing, in spite of everything that's going on and what you're telling us, you're able to go out for a run and there's relative peace and quiet at times, at least there in Lviv.
Yeah, it's strange. I mean, as I was running, you get less and less, you get used to it and more careful. So I run. This is very bad, but I run with my earbuds in, and I run through the forest. And every once in a while, there's a soldier, coming out from behind the tree. And, you know, it's a bit startling, and you do need to listen so you know if they're asking you to stop, because if you don't stop, that would be a serious problem.
Right. You know, I always am concerned when we connect with you, Joseph, that one of these days the Russians are going to somehow interfere. And this is the first morning that we're picking up a little interference as you're chatting with us. But let's keep going here because it's worth it. And we can just turn up the volume a little bit. Our people listening can. But I wanted to ask you about something that I saw yesterday. I saw a report about the television broadcast that you see there in Lviv. And tell me if I have this right. The competing networks kind of all got together, so they broadcast necessary information to the people in Ukraine. Is that accurate?
That was ordered by Zelensky's administration maybe, I think, 3 weeks ago. So they did not voluntarily get together to do so. It was all of the major channels were ordered to share information in a common broadcast. But well, for example, the there's free speech concerns. I mean, you know, I think, I mean, Zelensky did wait, until almost, the second month of the war to do that. The local media I work with is completely independent, funded by citizens and not censored in any way. But there has been that sort of wartime, it becomes official state media, which is an unusual thing in Ukraine. I mean, Ukrainian media, even in this past 8 years of freedom, a lot of it has been oligarch controlled. Some of it has been controlled by Russian influences. Early on in the war, the media that was obviously controlled by Russians was silenced. But I would say, most people don't get their information from TV, I would say. So It's not that big of a concern.
Do any of the television transmissions try to get through to Russia and counter some of that propaganda?
A little bit. For example, with our team here, we're launching a new website tomorrow, and it was made by a group of volunteers called the IT Army. It's mainly young Ukrainians who are tech sort of whiz kids. And ever since the beginning of the war, they have a group of almost 77,000 Ukrainians around the country who form in small different alliances to disrupt Russian communications. And we've seen examples, during Russian broadcasts, they'll sort of troll them, I guess, and put on some Ukrainian music. But they're able to do that sort of in more of a disruptive manner. There's not a sustained ability to inform the Russian people. That's more difficult.
Well, all the best to that IT army. We heard the news yesterday about an ammunition depot that caught fire near Russia's border with Ukraine, and Ukrainian officials hinted at some involvement in that without expressly acknowledging them. And I was listening to a report, I think it was out of London, someone who is an expert on Russian security, works at a think tank, who said Russia often suffers from accidents and disasters related to negligence and other factors. So the involvement of Ukraine is unclear. Because, as you know, Joseph, Ukraine did not take responsibility for those incidents, although the presidential advisor there said sooner or later, debts have to be repaid. Karma is a cruel thing. So was that code for, yeah, we did it?
I think part of their strategy is to be, you know, to be secretive, especially as the underdog. You know, they can't reveal everything. And so perhaps that was code. And maybe you saw that the Russian foreign minister and other officials were aghast. I mean, it's really amazing that they are comfortable saying these things. They were aghast that the Ukrainian, how dare the Ukrainians attack Russian soil? come on. After 2 years of Russians trying to absolutely destroy this country, after genocide in Mariupol and the suburbs of Kyiv, the Russian officials, you know, are saying that Ukrainians are violating international law by attacking Russian soil. And obviously that's ridiculous. And for example, the UK defense minister said, this is absolutely legitimate and this needs to happen. And this also would, and this is, I can only put this as a question, but, you know, even here in Lviv, we talk about this a lot. What does victory look like? And I think for Russia, you know, Russia wants this to drag on. And so the world slowly starts to forget about it. And Russia can keep inching and taking more and more territory. As, for example, they've done in the Republic of Georgia since 2008. But I think there's another sense of victory for Ukraine and for the world would mean a toppling of the regime in Moscow, and that would require some more offensive maneuvers. And so maybe we're starting to see the beginning of that.
Maybe. In Lviv, it's Joseph Lindsley. Joseph, we'll get back to our vegan cake here, and hopefully you have some of that homemade Ukrainian moonshine you mentioned the other morning.
Yeah, it might be a good day for that.
You have a safe, peaceful one. We hope we'll check with you tomorrow.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, sir.